Talking Elvis, because we're in Collingwood, and Collingwood and Elvis are two words that go together just like bread and butter. Rosemarie O'Brien is the festival coordinator for the town of Collingwood, and once again, you're just going to open up the main street and say, come on, folks.
That's it. That's it, Bill. Thank you for having me. I'm very honored to be here.
There is so much to talk about because this is the world's largest Elvis festival. And I want to get something settled right off the top. There are Elvis impersonators and then there are tribute singers. What's the difference?
The difference is, and a tribute artist will be themselves, will try to authenticate with costuming. But actually, when they come off stage, they're themselves. An impersonator actually is in character from moment one, on stage, off stage. They stay that way. Some actually have some surgeries and things done to look more like Elvis. That is what we would consider an impersonator.
But this is about tribute artists.
Yes.
It is entertainment. It's also a competition. Now, just a little bit of the history. Who conceived of this great idea?
Well, here in Collingwood, we have to give the credit to an actual tribute artist named Billy Cann. He had started, him and his wife had a fan club, and they were performing out at Vacation Inn, what's now Georgian Bay Hotel and Conference Center. Mm-hmm. And it was in one room, it was one day, and there was maybe about 30 artists, tribute artists, and they got maybe about 1,500 to 2,000 people maybe. And now, all these years later, we're celebrating the 24th anniversary this year. And we see our largest number has been about 30,000, just maybe a little less. And we get over 100 tribute artists who either compete, register, or just come in costume and enjoy and sing on the street.
And Collingwood's a community of about 21,000?
Yes.
So more than the population.
Pretty much.
Comes to visit for this fabulous Elvis Festival. There's a theme this year, Elvis United. Explain that.
Elvis United is a concept that we came up with because Elvis has done so much to unite all generations, all walks of life. Everybody has a respect in one way or another for Elvis Presley. And we want the young people to realize that had Elvis not been the historic figure he is and had broke the mold and broke actually some of the laws for the way he had began his career, they wouldn't be able to enjoy some of the artists that they're seeing now because it wouldn't have been permitted. So Elvis has made such a great inroad in music history for everyone. So we want to unite those younger people as well. So it also is the fans who have the undying love for Elvis. I know Moses Neimer is one of them out there, Moses. I know he's a big Elvis fan. So it's just bringing those tribute artists together, bringing the fans together, bringing all walks of life together, musicians and everybody to enjoy what Elvis had developed.
And people come here from all over the world.
Oh, absolutely.
Not just the tribute artists, but the fans too. So the folks who are listening to us in Eastern Ontario or the GTA, you're welcome. You don't have to be in Southern Georgia Bay. Come up to this wonderful
absolutely.
Part of the world and be a part of this fun.
Yes, we have people who make this their family vacation and actually come from international destinations.
Well, there's an international story involving one of your winners last year who went on to Memphis, Tennessee to the international final. What happened?
Woohoo! That's Gordon Hendricks. He came all the way from Stoke-on-Kent in the United Kingdom, and he took our champion role, grand champion last year for 2017, and he had the overall highest score, and that gave him the right to represent us in Memphis, and he won. So out of all of those tribute artists who got that opportunity in Memphis, our representative won the title. So he is the current 2017 ultimate champion. We're
and
so proud.
He'll be back, I assume.
He absolutely will. He's our closing headliner for the Elvis United show.
And you can go to the scheduled competitions and other signature events, but if you just walk up and down the street, you're going to go in and out of every store and they're going to say, Elvis was just here. Because there are so many Elvises, over 50 tribute artists.
Absolutely.
And they're here, there, and everywhere.
Yes.
Performing, just talking to people, interacting with people. There's all sorts of activity going on for the entire weekend of July 27th, 28th, and 29th.
And one thing, if I could mention, is we have another little stage that we're setting up near 3rd Street. And it's an open mic stage. Two of our champions are hosting it, but if an audience member or a fan just would like to see what it feels like to go up, they can actually go up and sing an Elvis song.
Wow.
So, yeah. So, Bill, here's your chance.
Oh, no. I'll have to rehearse a little more before I do that. Let's talk about those signature events in the time we have left. There's the Elvis United show, and this is at the Eddie Bush Memorial Arena Saturday night. What's going on there?
Saturday night. That is a signature show. It's more of a concert, so you'd have to dance on the sides. But it stars Connor Russo, who was a youth grand champion, and he is amazing. So he's going to do the young Elvis years. Then you have Bryce Akadolinsky, who's going to do a tribute to the 68 comeback special, which, by the way, it's the 50th anniversary of this year. Followed by Dean Z, who is an ultimate champion as well, and amazing if you have not seen him. And then, of course, it culminates with Gordon Hendricks as the ultimate from 2017.
The competition's also taking place at the Eddie Bush Memorial Arena, which is right next door to where we are at our studios here on Huron Ontario Street. The semifinals are Saturday, 11 a.m. to 5 p.m. The grand finals are on Sunday. It's just a wonderful, wonderful time, and we're hoping that you'll come be a part of it. Our sister station, Zoomer Radio AM 740, they're always bringing people up here, and they're going to have a booth, and we're going to be sharing that with them with 102.9 FM and also On the Bay magazine. So I'm looking forward to meeting a lot of folks at the Elvis Festival this weekend. Rose Marie O'Brien, the festival coordinator for the town of Collingwood, congratulations. I wanted to say one more thing. A lot of these things are absolutely free. I'm looking over the schedule here.
Yes.
And it's free, 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 free. Some things are tickets, but there's so much you can do for free.
Oh, absolutely. And you can take it in each day for something for free.
What's a website where people can go to find out all about this?
www.collingwoodelvisfestival.com.
Let's hear a little more Elvis. Thank you, Rosemarie.
Oh, thank you, Bill.
Bye-bye.